All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. Today we have on with us Mr. Jamie Walden. Jamie and I are going to give a year-end review of what all has happened in 2023. We're going to come at it from a biblical standpoint. And other than that, we're just going to have a cool conversation. So, Jamie, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man, thanks for having me on. For the listeners that are familiar with us, you know, Doug and I talk a lot off of air. We have very similar backgrounds from Marine Corps infantry and law enforcement and elsewhere, and even just a heart to make the Lord's name be known and glorified in the land too, which is unique with guys with our background to kind of have that touch from the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. And even as we are talking off air, what we were discussing is the reality of that, unfortunately, because of a couple of things: our normalcy bias, our comfortable bias, and the Cloward and Piven strategy, which we've talked about that before ad nauseum on the air, where that Cloward and Piven strategy came from the Stanford academics that devised this way to basically psychologically hamstring a populace. Because of those three components, it's hard to actually just disseminate the amount of information that's coming at us in a year. So that's why I was like, Doug, we should do like a year in review, because it's really easy to forget how they're all interconnected and overlaid, all these different talking points, you know, and whether it's what's going on in Europe or Southeast Asia or the South China Sea or what's going on in South America, Central America with the immigration crisis, economically, militaristically, geopolitically, emerging technologically, right? However, whatever the form is that it comes in, it's actually all building on one another. Nothing is occurring in a vacuum. Even from the train derailments and the 60,000 tons of ammonia nitrate that went missing on a train, where did the train go? Traveling from Wyoming to wherever it was, Texas or something like that. Like, and the barge incidences and the poor plan things, and then the cyber attacks and blah. And I'm saying all that to say is, unfortunately, our human consciousness, for the most part, our didactic ability to disseminate all these different points, it just gets lost in the muck and the mire and we lose it. So I said, dude, why don't we just kind of like, let's call the year in review, because you can't really understand what's coming next or what's going to occur 2024 into 2025, unless you understand the big macro picture of what has occurred in 2023 alone. We're not even going to back up to 2020. I mean, 2020, we all know what happened then, and the seal that was broken and the veil that was torn and the global consolidation through shared traumatic experience, right? Which is a giant, you know, for lack of a better word, not to sound hyper sensational, but it is like a satanic ritualistic type of event where everybody had this global collective consciousness of one traumatic experience. We're not even referencing that. We're just talking about 2023 in isolationism, because the revelations that occurred in just this last year are telling you exactly what to expect in the coming year, more in particular, the coming 2 years. But 2024 is going to be very telling. So, Doug, we can start wherever you want to start kind of working through all these mega talking points that went on. Real quick, before I pass that on, I just did a quick, right before we got on the air, 20 minutes before we got on the air, I did a quick top stories 2023. So is everything from NPR to Reuters or AP, Associated Press, New York Post, Wall Street Journal. So all kind of what we think is the big media. Dude, it was laughable what singularly each one of these mega media conglomerates listed as the top 10 most viewed news articles or news items of 2023. It was stupid stuff like a penguin, you know, getting ran over by a truck. And I'm making this up. That was the level of ridiculousness. It was the most insane thing, like a revelation of an elephant in Africa having such and such occurring, or a revelation of this occurring. There's nothing about the economy, nothing about World War III, nothing about the breakup of NATO and governmental alliances, nothing about the U.S. defaulting on $147 trillion in debt, nothing about the repudiation of rare earth metals coming from China so that our entire technologically dependent economy is going to be totally shuttered when we least expect it. There's nothing about even Israel and Hamas, nothing about the Houthis and the Yemenis through the Houthis shutting down the straits and impeding global supply chains. Not one single story. There's nothing about the lawfare against Trump, and not just Trump, but anybody in particular and how lawfare is being used to completely eviscerate the Constitution and any form of truth being made known in the land. Nothing. It was the most asinine top 10 stories from every single one of those major media conglomerates. So hopefully, Doug, you and I can call ourselves and the listeners back into remembrance of really what's going on so that we can understand what comes next.
Well, you know, Friedrich Nietzsche, he said that they muddy the water to make it seem deep. And we see that with politics, but there's another thing they said. He said, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed. So the petty politics and the mockingbird media have a lot to do with this. Could you imagine if the media just outright said, oh, by the way, your dollar's destroyed. American hegemony across the world is collapsing. Russia and China are becoming more of an economic powerhouse than America is for once. We're losing all wars that we're in currently. There is the beginning of a civil war in America. Biden is seeking to arrest Donald Trump. Pedophilia has finally been exposed in a way that has never been exposed, along with child sex trafficking and human trafficking. What else? We still don't have enough chemical plants and food processing plants to sustain America for the next 5 to 10 years. Oh, by the way, if we get invaded, we don't have enough weaponry anymore to actually repulse a full-blown attack. I mean, we could add to this and add to this and add to this. But Americans don't want the truth. They want football. They don't want the truth. They want tranny politics. They don't want the truth. They want Twitter, not X, right? They don't want the truth. They want their YouTube podcast stories to lull them to sleep so they can ignore the fact that prophecy, regardless if you believe in it or not, is being fulfilled. And for those of you who don't take an interest in politics, as Pericles says, you will be ruled by stupid people if you don't take an interest in the politics. It's happening. America of 2023 is no reflection of the America in 2006 when I joined the Marine Corps. And knowing so much more whenever I was a young man joining the Marine Corps wanting to go fight overseas because of 9/11 and that story, right? That lie. We know even more now. Oh, by the way, aliens, right? Here's another good distraction device. There's a flashbang in your face, aliens. The thing that I have noticed the most is that the love of many is waxing cold. Brother has turned against brother, father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law versus daughter-in-law. You have kingdoms that are rising up against kingdoms. You have ethnicities that are rising up against ethnicities. And people are deceived. They don't read the word of God. They read the word of whatever some conspiracy theorist writes about whatever the latest conspiracy is. All things to take you away from the foot of the cross that Jesus died for us for. And then to fall in line to the plans of the soon to be Antichrist. That is the direction that we're going. Oh, we've gotten closer to the Antichrist beast system, by the way, in technology. You know, we could probably start there. Biometrics is now at a scale, Jamie, that you and I never perceived could happen. I remember when we were in Iraq and they had created something called the BATS system, the biometric, whatever system. And what it was a little camera that had a satellite uplink, and you would take pictures of people's irises, because you can't fake that. You can fake a lot of things, you know, because you'd ask some dude, all right, what's your name? Muhammad. Okay, what's this guy's name? Muhammad bin Muhammad, right? And it was just frustrating. So we would take pictures of people's eyes, and that's how we would identify. It'd link up with the FBI, it'd link up with Interpol, and we could identify terrorists. It never really worked that well. But Iraq and Afghanistan were a staging ground, a training ground for what is eventually coming here. If not, it is here now.
Yeah, not just that, Doug, like that's a key point on what the revelations that came out in 2023 as we're doing this year in review is the depth and the breadth of the emerging technologies, and not just the emerging technologies, but the advanced technologies that are being employed and deployed to include AI and deep fakes and, artificial AGI, artificial general intelligence. And like you're saying, the biometrics and it's the implications of them can never be understated. I mean, there was a state-sponsored Russian hacker group, and see, these are the things that are occurring that people need to be aware of, that created a deep fake of Zelensky telling the Russian troops or telling the Ukrainian troops to surrender that it was over. It was a deep fake. You couldn't tell the difference. Now with the deep fakes and the AI and the quantum computing to be able to consolidate and disseminate all the metadata coming in from, you know, I think they say the average house has like 23 devices hooked up to the net, the Internet of Things. The IoT, not only is the Internet of Things come into revelation 2023, but also now the Internet of Bodies, which is radically significant. And all that broke out in 2023. The Internet of Bodies takes the Internet of Things and now it syncs it to a biotech interface. And then, for lack of a better word, it's synced up to this global interconnectivity Borg through quantum computing and these metadata and threat fusion centers, where they actually do, 2023 revelation, have the ability to have counterfeit. I say counterfeit because it'll never be equal to God, but counterfeit omniscience and omnipresence in every single individual's reality. That came out 2023. And so, and all this is setting the stage for, like what you said, the incoming beast system. So we can even jump from the emerging technologies, and that syncs up right over to the economic data or the economic revelations that have come out around the world in 2023. That is the total repudiation of the dollar, the petrol dollar, and the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. If the listeners aren't aware of that, it is done. OPEC pivoted. Saudi Arabia pivoted. The reason why we blew up the Nord Stream pipelines to Germany pivoted. France pivoted. The majority of the major European nations all pivoted to the east, to the Russia-China-Iranian new partnership or alliances that are being formed, because the dollar is dead. Sri Lanka defaulted. Ghana defaulted. China is on the verge of defaulting, the Evergrande thing. The American economy is shot. The dollar is worthless. It is devalued and recessionary in a way we don't understand. We missed another deadline that we kicked down the road on December 14th on making debt payments on $147 trillion in debt. These numbers don't even make sense anymore. They don't make sense. And the reason why all this is relevant and why all this broke out in 2023 is because they are doing the soft sell for the restructuring of the entire global financial system through central bank digital currencies linked to the Internet of Bodies via the Internet of Things. So again, that's what I'm saying. You can't have one without the other. You can't have the emerging AI ability to track and consolidate and disseminate this information. You can't have this without the quantum computer framework in work, and you can't have it without the biometric surveillance state in place And you can't have it without a controlled demolition, Building 7, right? A controlled demolition of the global economic system in a way that helps retain some form of control, yet lets it be chaotic enough that the general populace around the earth will be clamoring for a more secure way of conducting their daily transactions and business and operating in the public marketplace and economic spheres. So all that's interconnected, and it is the singularity of 2023 where all those things overlapped, and they're not emerging technologies. They are implemented technologies, and they're just waiting for the trigger event. That's why 2024 is going to be radically significant.
You know, Meta, is that, that's what Facebook's called now, Meta?
I don't know. Some
they have the metaverse where people could go in and they could, you know, be, you know, digital renditions of themselves. And you had a lot of weird things happening in there, very atrocious behavior. It was Facebook that the government used along with CNN to match up people in January 6th. And that's how they found out who you were and your locations. Antifa did the same thing to us whenever we were doing the anti-domestic terrorism stuff against them. And they could just find your face and put it on Facebook, and the AI in Facebook would find out who you are. Incredible. And then it could pull up your LinkedIn, your Instagram, anything of relevance to you. That's going to connect to what you're talking about eventually. Because right now they're saying that in 5 years, AI will take away 44% of most Americans' jobs. Or no, most people's jobs. That's what the WEF said. So most people.
You know what's interesting, Doug, is they said white collar jobs. So all these people that think they're in the, you know, the higher economic brackets or tax brackets, which they are, they think that they're isolated. The particular language from that WEF thing was white collar jobs. Doctors, lawyers, top tier decision makers, economists, and everything else like that, because it's being run by AI based metadata, even making medical diagnosis and prognosis and laying out the forms of treatment for people where there's no longer a doctor, where there's human error involved. And that's how they're selling all this, is you remove the human error component, AI will do it all for you. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah. And there goes your empathy and sympathy in your day of court.
Yeah.
I mean, when the AI reads law, it'll only read law. It won't read sympathy. It won't read empathy.
I always say they showed us in Elysium, right? That movie with Matt Damon, Elysium, exactly what's coming. You know, you have the kind of the off earth elite, and then everybody down on earth just working like in a serfdom manner to the overlords. And then even all legal decisions are made, and they show it with Matt Damon, by an AI based type of system that has no biases. And most people don't understand, one of the reasons for the whole defund police, BLM, Antifa, blah, 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 was to sow the seeds that our judicial system is corrupted and biased. It cannot be trusted. Therefore, you need a higher level of moral accountability and a AI-based computing system, or UN foreign troops under the Kigali principles will not have the biases of American law enforcement and the American judiciary to make decisions adequately for the people. And again, 2023, that's what we're trying to connect the bigger picture. All these things are relevant that came out in 2023. I don't know. I can't remember the name, Doug, but maybe you do. But the program, there was a program that was had a name, and it was launched to the heads of the CIA. This was in the early 90s, and it was exactly what we would later know and understand as Facebook. And they actually took it before some like intelligence committee. The CIA did, said, hey, these people came up with this program and social media, but it actually gives us the ability to collect intel on a level that we never had. Congress said, absolutely not. That would be infringement in rights. Do you know what the CIA did? They took the program, they renamed it Facebook. They chose Zuckerberg to be the face of it and rolled it out through the private sector because they could not, it could not be authenticated through the official congressional channels, and they rolled it out anyways. And I can't remember if it was a former director of the CIA said, Facebook achieved for us in 1 hour what would have taken all the intelligence agencies on the face of the earth 100 years to achieve in human intelligence gathering. And so again, and who did Xi Jinping, and again, 2023 in review, Xi Jinping just showed up in where? Silicon Valley, to a hero's welcome, a conqueror's welcome, with streets lined with CCP flags, right? And these huge convoys and this opulence to meet with the heads of all of our major tech companies in the United States of America. Oh, and by the way, who's going to be a presidential candidate for the Democrats? Governor Newsom, who was hot mic from Chinese general, saying that they had been assured by the governor of California's stand down orders when the Chinese come into Southern California and start working their way towards the Rocky Mountain Range. Hot mic incident. So again, that happened 2023. We got to start connecting all these bigger dots, from the economics to the intelligence apparatus, to the global conflagrations of proxy wars going on, to the economics, to the supply chain, to the maritime shipping that's in the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea right now being impeded. It's all interconnected for what comes next.
See, people don't understand with Facebook and all these social media things, what does it always say? Give me your bio. That metadata, your bio, patriot, God-fearing, Christian, Second Amendment, veteran, married, kids. As an intelligence gatherer, you just told me a lot. A lot. Oh, by the way, I now know where you live, because every picture that you put on there is geolocated. So, you know, it doesn't help you in your case when you show the whole world, hey, look at me and my dog. Well, no, I know by the grid where you live now. And I know you got a dog.
and let me add to that. I mean, that gets into the revelations that have come out. I'm trying to consolidate it 2023. I'm repeating that regularly so people know that this isn't long-term stuff. This is all stuff that's been revealed just this year. So that gets into the revelations through the social media, how they do, like, hey, what would you look like as so-and-so? And what would you look like in your age? And what would you look like, whatever? And people keep doing these stupid apps and these stupid games on social media. And they don't understand that all that is biometric data bank linking and syncing, so that even if you try to alter your appearance, they will still be able to find you. That was the revelations about the 6 foot of distancing and the mask mandates that were going on. It was to upgrade the AI self-learning models for biometric identification with very limited data being given. People don't understand. Those revelations came out this year. Let me connect it one step further. The revelations that came out this year is that all the genetic-based, you know, industry, genealogy.com or 23andMe, blah, 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 and the PCR test have all been bought and purchased by the CCP. China owns all of it. They literally created a biometric-based data bank all the way down to the genetic DNA and mitochondrial level for the majority of the face of the earth. And now they synced it biologically, technologically. So now that's what I'm saying. The biotech interface, all those revelations came out this year. What's everybody doing, Doug? Who cares? This is super fun. Look at what I would look like when I'm 80 years old. Oh, I wonder what actress I would look like or actor I would look like. Like, whatever the stupid thing is they're doing, like, oh, let me swab my cheek again and do the test to see if I'm positive or not, you know, or like whatever. And they have no clue how all this is being linked and synced. And that's why what we have going on in real time internationally is a setting of the stage and the reallocation of resources and the pre-staging of resources for a global conflagration through all kinds of manifold proxy war and proxy states, for a controlled demolition of the economies, for a restructuring of the global system and conduct of things to include borders. It gets into the immigration crisis, which is all 2023, so that they can roll out a new system of full control, completely consolidated. That's why what has happened in 2023 is so radical. The revelations in Russia and with the Russia-Ukraine incident, which is not Russia-Ukraine, it's Russia-NATO, what's going on with China-Taiwan. China made a I can't remember the language. I don't want to say a ban, but restrictions on the export of rare earth minerals to the United States and to the West, which is just completely retarded. All chip manufacturing, that means your cars, to your cell phones, to the advanced medical devices, to our electric grid, our power grid, to our power pumping stations, our water pumping stations, water purification plants, and everything in between, from the micro to the macro, that occurred this year. Then we have India saying banning all exports of rice to the rest of the world. India represents 40% of the world's global rice production. Then we have the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine, completely cutting off supplies. We have the Strait of the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, the Strait of Hormuz, the Strait of Gibraltar is currently under assault by Algeria. They are warning that they're going to shut down the Strait of Gibraltar, shuts off all the Mediterranean, all North Africa, all the Middle East, all Europe. I can't even say the name. It's like Bin al-Haddad or whatever. The narrow strait between Yemen and the other side of the Arabian Peninsula is being cut off. The insurance premiums on the global maritime shipping have gone through the roof. So all the mega European and even some Chinese shipping companies have said, we will not ship goods through any of this region because the insurance premiums, because a couple rebel Houthis can fire an RPG into the side of a ship. And so 80% of all goods on the face of the earth come through maritime traffic and logistics. They're shutting it down. Everybody's shutting down everything. Everybody's pulling in everything. You have just recently this month, the UK prime minister giving a thing telling the members of the British Empire to prepare for a cyber attack, which is going to require them to go back to an analog-based reality. They need to prepare for that. You have the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates saying the next pandemic will be a pandemic of a cyber magnitude, a cybernetic magnitude. You have Norway, Finland, Sweden, Estonia, Latvia. I'm trying to picture the world in my mind right now. All that region up in the Baltic Sea region actively preparing all their citizens for war and for mega cyber attacks and for a nuclear incident. All of this has happened in the last 12 months. Last 12 months.
So let me give a macro real quick in regards to China. This will only build upon what you're explaining. Who now funds most of the Western world's colleges? China.
DC. Yeah.
China. From New Zealand to Australia, almost all of Australia, Canada, America, and all the other European countries are all heavily influenced and paid for now by China. So take into consideration, who's your next doctors, lawyers, engineers, police, generals, your military officers? Who's the next wave, the next generation of people all being inspired now by China? That's why they've, you know, I would say maybe the majority, I don't know. A large swath of them are soft, feministic, anti-patriarchy. They're anti-God, all about drugs and the new world order lifestyle and AI girlfriends. That's the biggest thing that's happening in Japan right now. AI girlfriends.
Yeah.
They're having problems with the men wanting to marry women because of artificial intelligence. This is spreading throughout the world. China has their hand in every single piece of this, to include that war that was happening in Ukraine, to dwindle down our arms, to tear apart all of our economy. Oh, by the way, our economy, at least here in Texas, I found out after calling a congressman and talking to our county electric company, that Texas has agreed, and that would mean Greg Abbott with Joe Biden, to sell off most of our petroleum and natural gas and give it to Ukraine, which is why we have been paying higher electric bills in Texas than almost anyone else in the United States. Biden did that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Biden and a Republican governor.
Because there's even a bigger component to that, and I got to be careful what I say so that we can, get this out to as many people as possible. But the thing that occurred in the last 3 years, the revelations have been coming out because now we have a little bit more ability to have longitudinal studies of the impacts of this thing, right, that occurred. And what came out just 2 months ago, last month, these numbers don't even make sense. This was official documented release, a 55,000 page release of longitudinal information regarding the thing, which we know has CCP origins, right? Listen to this number. This was in the UK alone. 63,060% increase in child mortality from ages 0 to 14. Did you hear that? 63,060% increase in child mortality from ages 0 to 14. That was one data point. The other data point was that they found through one particular line of the thing that was given. We know there was a couple different companies out there, that the one in particular, which you see at all the Super Bowl ads and everything else, always promoting themselves, so you know which one I'm talking about, is they actually produced a paper where they found that 100% of women who were pregnant terminated the pregnancy. 100%. The other finding was that in 90% of women who took this thing, it specifically went and stored in the lipids of the ovaries to terminate all future pregnancies. That is called a global depopulation agenda in a way we don't even understand. That is called there's the population replacement. Anybody who's done anything in biological anthropology, I happen to take a couple of courses of that in college, loved it. Super fascinating. Very, very fascinating stuff. But that the replacement in order to have a sustainable population is 2.5 children per household. How you get a half a child, I don't know, but that's how the math breaks down in order to have a viable population. They say Europe is now, I think, at 1.2 children per household and declining, in the U.S. also is at like 1.2, 1.3 children per household. That was before the thing. And now they're saying it specifically stores in the lipids of the ovaries to terminate pregnancies. Oh, and we have a 63,060% increase in child mortality from 0 to age 14 once that got approved. Okay, so now let's go further. We have the other revelations this year from seminal investigative journalists, whether it's Michael Yawn or even whistleblower DHS and Border Patrol agents on the border, a lot of other people that are very in tune, and they're physically on the ground recording, documenting, doing, again, longitudinal studies. So it's not sensational. It's not hyperbolic. It just is of a 7,000% increase of military-aged Chinese male with no women and no children coming across the border in 2023. We're only talking about 2023. We don't even know what's been going on since Obama was in office and all the other. I mean, we could go that far and start connected and all, but just this year, these are the revelations. 7,000% increase in Chinese males coming across the border just this year. And so when you start connecting these dots on a bigger level, it should definitely trigger a hypervigilance for what you can expect in 2024 and onward. We have the predictive programming that came out right now at the end of the year with the trailer for the new movie Civil War that's coming out. And then we have, Leave the World Behind predictive programming. And they specifically talk about creating civil war because of a cyber attack in the middle of the country so that maybe Russia, maybe it was China, maybe it was Iran. This is literally what they're saying in this predictive programming movie from reprobate flicks, so that they could trigger a civil war in the inside of the United States of America. And then they won't have to fight us. So they can just come in and occupy once we're done destroying each other. That was this year. That was last month. That's how quickly all this stuff is coming together. The revelations coming out of Europe with the Russia NATO fiasco over there is is the strategic nature of our depletion of our reserves, our militaristic reserves and armaments, beans, bullets, band-aids, strategic oil reserves, telecoms, telecommunications, and how it is intentionally in 2023, all of it was shifted over there, literally put out there to be bombed by Russia with strategic strikes on everything. Secondarily, the other major revelation in 2023 is the nature of cybernetic warfare or electronic warfare. Electronic warfare covers everything. It goes beyond just cyber warfare, right? Like that's kind of the bigger umbrella as electronic warfare. They shut down Starlink when they chose to shut down Starlink. Russia was able to target particular NATO commands within Ukraine when they wanted to target particular commands. They're using low-tech weapons via drone and drone technology and AI-based drone technology to completely nullify conventional armies. Conventional armies are nullified by $1,000 drones. They've been completely nullified. Our entire surface warfare fleet has been nullified by a bunch of Yemenis Houthi rebels with rocket launchers and some shore-to-sea-based missiles that are a little bit more advanced coming from Iran. They've completely hamstringed and nullified all of our ability to project power with low-tech things. We're spending $2.1 million per missile to intercept a $1,500 drone. They've completely nullified conventional warfare of the world's premier superpower. All happened this year.
So we've pulled up documents before, Jamie, that show that the CCP during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars were influencing and funding violent Islamic extremists and were actually bringing them into China. And we're training their leaders and their instructors, their trainers, and then redeploying them to Yemen, to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to Egypt, to Somalia, to all these places, right? And you have to ask yourself, how much did they learn fighting us? And it is now effectively being employed in Ukraine against Russia with our Humvees, our tanks, our MRAPs that we used to ride around in, they were being defeated by homemade explosives that you could go to Dollar General and Home Depot and buy. And they were defeating multi-million dollar weapon systems with thick armor. Okay. In Afghanistan, a buddy of mine is a Ranger. He told me about how there was a point in time where they weren't making mines anymore. They weren't using the anti-personnel and anti-tank mines. They were making mines out of wooden boxes because the magnetometer sweepers.
You can't detect them. Yeah.
So you can't detect them. So low tech can absolutely defeat high tech. And China has their hands in that. But you got to study the intelligence reports and you got to know where to look for them. And not everyone's got the time to do that. But if you do, I mean, there was one thing that I was reading about it. I mean, it was like 180 pages worth. I had to sit here and scroll through and read all this garbage. And, you know, about three pages of it was what I wanted. So, you know, they hide this information in plain sight. They just bury it. Moving further, 2024, the predictive programming of that movie, Civil War. Do we still agree that the chances of Civil War 2.0 happening in America have never been higher, like what's going to happen in 2024?
Never. They've never been higher. And again, that's why we got to cover this stuff with like a year in review like this, is because it gets lost in the muck and the mire. So we forget the neuro-linguistic programming that's been occurring for the last 4 years. Right. From the last election cycle, the BLM, the Antifa, the cultural destruction, the tearing down of the national identity, the demonization of particular groups, white conservative males, right? People who like families, who actually love the opposite sex, right? Like who actually have, you know, biological identities that are affirm their genetics, right? Like they've particularly demonize everything. You know, coming out from DHS, you know, DHS, FBI, and other different agencies are particular being groomed with a soft sell to demonize one group over the other. We also know the revelations of all the Chinese payoffs of the majority of our elected officials. They keep coming out one after another after another. 2023 was a huge revelation of what comes next. The Chinese have infiltrated our academia. They've infiltrated the tech sector. They've infiltrated the military industrial complex. They've infiltrated the Joint Chiefs. I've told you who I've talked to off air, mega Pentagon insider, still a Pentagon insider, told me unequivocally they're all bought and paid for by the CCP, the Joint Chiefs. We know that the guy holding the office right now, of the executive branch, bought and paid for by the Chinese. That's why all the equipment was left in Afghanistan, and then all the other equipment and strategic reserves are being sent to there. That's why the staying out at the border and the mass influx of immigrants and the Chinese military age fighting males. All of this is being done very strategic and tactically for what comes next. And we haven't even touched on Israel and Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, and that whole proxy. We haven't even touched on what's going on with Argentina and Brazil and Guyana, and what's going on down there, or Venezuela, sorry, down there in Central and South America, and all their pivots to Russia and China. There are full-on forward operating base of both Russia and Chinese conglomerate, plus fifth column proxies staged all along our southern border and the Central South American corridor coming up. We haven't even gotten into the Panama Canal and how specifically this year executive branch allowed the Panama Canal to go back into the hands of a Chinese-owned conglomerate. We don't even own a Panama Canal, which means we literally cannot ship goods. I can't remember how long it adds if you have to go all the way around, you know, the point of Argentina and all that down there in Patagonia and, you know, the tip of South America to bring goods up and around. All this happened in 2023. The veil's been removed. And that's why the likelihood of what they're telling you they're going to do next is, it's not even a likelihood. I would say it's an inevitability. And, you know, you and I have talked before the distinction between inevitable and imminent. Does imminent mean absolutely it happens in 2024? I can't tell you that. That would be very sensational of me to tell you this is what's going to happen in 2024. However, the inevitability that it is going to happen, that I can say with confidence, it's inevitable. Whether it's 2024, 2025, we don't know. God's in charge of all the timelines of the mechanisms of the world and how they work and why they work and when they happen. Calamity cannot come upon a nation unless the Lord has decreed it, period, right? Like, he raises up nations, he tears them down. He's the one who's in control of that. But there is a certainty of inevitability now that's been established, and all of it in 2023 alone. And going back to that, the tech stuff is huge. There is a disproportionate leverage that has now been achieved because of technology. So no longer are the Five Eyes, and the West in particular, the U.S. especially, no longer do we have a strategic advantage. Actually, because of our interconnectivity and our dependency on mass technology, we are potentially the most vulnerable nation on the face of the earth. And the revelation is coming out every single day this year on just how vulnerable we are because of that interdependency on technology. And because of that, this is where it gets, is there is an increased likelihood of us, not Russia, not China, but the U.S. needing to conduct a preemptive nuclear attack, a non-conventional attack, because we are so exposed and we are so vulnerable that if we don't, through cybernetics, cyber warfare, electronic warfare, we can be blind, deaf, and dumb in an instant, and they know it. So this revelation that's come out just in the last 6 months in 2023 actually increases the likelihood of a preemptive nuclear attack being the only option, because if we don't, we will be ruined in a heartbeat because of our inner dependability on technology.
Well, the prophecy from Dimitri Dudeman and Pastor David Wilkerson, you know, they foresaw this happening. And so with the knowing of that calamity, you can't take off the board either biological or chemical warfare. Like, that's such a big thing that no one, everybody is prepared for, you know, Russia to get here and China to get here. What nobody is prepared for is to be in level four mop gear for 2 to 3 months straight when some biological contaminants have been dropped on your area. And most people don't know this. You probably do not have enough air filters. If you even have the correct ones, you probably don't have enough air filters to run your gas mask properly for 2 weeks in a highly exposed biological, chemical, contaminated area. Like, precipitation limits that filter so much that if it's a lot of precipitation, humidity, a lot of rain, moisture in the air, your filter that says it can go on for, you know, however many days, just got dwindled down to 6 to 4 hours, and you're going to have to change it again, or it's going to start leaking in the contaminants. Most people, Jamie, they're not prepared financially.
Bro, I had to fight the entire war to Baghdad, 03, the march up in MOP 3. It is freaking miserable. Fought the whole war in MOP 3. And by the time we reached that inner circle of Baghdad where they knew they couldn't use them anymore and they let us drop our MOP suits, our skin was stained black with the charcoal that was embedded in those suits. We literally lived in them. We slept in them. There was times where we'd go, you know, 12, 18 hours in a gas mask without being able to take it off because a Scud missile will get launched there, or there was a threat of this there, and they weren't sure if it was going to come into our area. People can't understand the misery of operating in that kind of environment. It is miserable. So yeah, totally get it, man. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, people aren't prepared physically, not enough people. I know right now I've been talking with a lot of people who've been telling me they've been getting the spirit, the urge to get into physical shape. Well, there's a first warning sign, right?
Yeah.
One after that is to go out and prepare to get proper training, which is not a promo for me. I could care less if you go to my training or not. Go get trained. Don't be irresponsible. So people are wanting to get in better shape. They're wanting to get trained. They're wanting to diversify with their finances, get tangible assets that can still be used when the collapse happens. You know, people are, it's like the Holy Spirit is moving amongst the people, but very few are listening. Everyone's feeling it. Everyone's hearing it. People right now that are listening to you and me are still on Facebook, they're still on Twitter, they're still on Instagram, they still don't prepare, they're still out of shape, and they still are keyboard warriors, and they'll denigrate any Christian who thinks differently than them, and yet they say, I'll be fine when it all happens here.
Yeah, it's crazy to me, man. The only thing that seems to interest people is the shape of the earth. It's the, I am mind-boggled at the vileness of the people that want to debate the shape of the earth. I've never, who would have thought? I mean, talk about the most genius psyop ever to like, and it's only Christians. I mean, perfect claimants of Christianity.
Can I bring up something?
And it's like, of all things, that's the only thing. Like, well, either whether or not you have a tree in your house at Christmas and the shape of the earth, that seems to be the only thing that they actually care about. And it's like, talk about the perfect nullification of the mind of Christ to make you focus on those things rather than the second coming of Jesus Christ and everything that precedes it, or to be more concerned about the shape of the earth or who has a tree in their house and who doesn't versus the souls of men being well aware of what's coming next. I mean, that's why, maybe you heard or not, Doug, but I recently posted that sermon that I did 2 weeks ago now called Firestorm. And it's like, do you understand biblically what has been said? And Doug and I were talking like, what's coming next? Doug and I were talking off the air right before we got on. Good lead into that. And Doug said, oh yeah, you know, hopefully I'm going to post a thing today. I just did like a sermonette thing on called a Minute to Midnight. And I just did it last night. I'm getting ready to post it today. And I'm like, oh, I literally just wrote the outline for my sermon today before we got on the air. Because it's afternoon right now. He's in Texas. I'm in Colorado, right? So it's whatever day it is, the 27th, December 27th. And he wrote his last night, or did his last night, on A Minute to Midnight. And I go, bro, I literally wrote the outline of my sermon this morning called A Minute to Midnight, Order in the Chaos. How God has perfect order in the chaos, though it may look like it's a minute to midnight. And it's like, so the Lord is trying to stir those with ears to hear. Those with ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Spirit is not saying anything about the shape of the earth, by the way. He's not saying anything about the pagan origins of Christmas and what you're doing in magnifying Christ. The Spirit is speaking to the church, saying, you better batten on the hatches, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming onto the earth. But they deliberately forget that the same God who judged the earth with a deluge and reserved it for judgment by water is coming again soon to judge it with fire. And all the elements will be burned. They deliberately forget. It is a willful, deliberate nullification of what God has said. Knowing the truth, they neither glorify God nor gave him thanks, but they come darkened by the hardening of their hearts. They're focused on the wrong things. 2 Thessalonians 2, because they love not the truth, God gives them over to strong delusions. The truth is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is the person and the deity of Jesus, who literally came to make war on your behalf so that you can have peace with God. Peace through war. And like, that is the truth, that even all these Christian truther movements, not to mention that, well, I'm not even talking about the unbelieving world, they love not the truth. The truth is Jesus himself. He'll never be sufficient for them. It's got to be all these hyper-sensational, abusive, conceited, arrogant, haughty, fault-finding, critical, flesh-ripping things that they focus on because they don't love the truth is Jesus. And actually, it's probably a sign that they've been given over to a delusion. They've been given over. They're delusional. They're delusional that they're so fixated on these things. And what they're not fixated on is the souls of men before a holy God. That's what they're not. And they're not fixated on sanctification, perfect holiness out of reverence for Christ. Be found spotless and blameless at the coming of our Lord and Jesus Christ as you eagerly speed on his coming. They're not fixated on waiting, looking, watching, being in eager anticipation of the bridegroom with their extra stores of oil, wise virgins, not foolish virgins, in the third and fourth watch of the night when it's the darkness is covering the earth. And yet they are so in anticipation of the resurrection and the glorification that that's what they're fixated on. And like, see, this is the distinction that's being made right now. Don't see, I'll just start preaching, bro. I can't help it. Cause I get like, well, if we're not understanding how, what this information, why do we talk? Why, Doug, do you and I talk about the things we talk about so we can have clickbait? I don't give a crap, dude. We don't make any money off of this.
That irritate
we make
people.
No money doing any of this stuff. We do it because it's to connect your heart and your through your mind to your heart, to your spirit, to the living God who bought you and who loves you and who is pleading with all of humanity to repent. He literally is going to go so far that he says he is not going to shake the earth only, but also the heavens and the earth. He's going to shake them to shake you out of your normalcy bias, to shake you out of your cloud and pivot strategy, to shake you so that you might repent and come under his son, Jesus, and take refuge in the completed work of Christ so that where he is, you may be also for all of eternity. That's why we talk about what we talk about. It's not because it's cool guy stuff. Or it's the latest, greatest sensational intel. Believe me, Doug and I, our backgrounds, we get no dopamine release from talking about this stuff. We talk about it to shape your hearts, to get it off the world, off yourself, off your arrogancy, off your carnality, off your trauma, off your drama, off all the temporal things of this life, to fix your eyes on Christ Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, because he is coming soon. That's why we talk about these things. Everything has to be known and understood through that one singular perspective in eternal worldview. Doug?
You know, I don't get excited about talking about these things. I get excited about seeing sinners come to Christ.
Amen.
And I get excited about having a cup of coffee and sitting in a rocking chair. Other than that, man, I just want to go live on the side of a mountain and never be known or heard from ever again. That's what I want. absolute
I always say that too. I'm quiet. Like, leave me to myself, man. I would, if it wasn't for the Lord's burden and heavy hand, I would be all about myself and getting mine and doing my own thing. And, you know, whatever it is, I would not be doing this if I was left to myself. But it's out from the fear of the Lord.
Yep.
That I won't shrink back. You know, as Jeremiah says, I have not shrunk back from being your shepherd, as you know, Lord. Or David said, I have not hidden your righteousness and your faithfulness in my heart, Lord. I have proclaimed it in the assembly, in the great assembly. I've not hidden it from the people, God. He says that in Psalm 40. And it's like, it's out from the fear of the Lord that we do this.
I want to bring up something. We mentioned flat earth. All right, listen, guys, I could care less if you're flat earth or not. But I want to bring up.
I could care less too.
Yeah, I want to bring up a debate that happened that should have never happened. It should have never been televised. And as watching these two Christian men battle back and forth, it saddens me that the church is where it's at right now. Jamie, I don't know if you saw, it's on YouTube. Two pastors had a televised debate about flat earth. Now you have Pastor Greg Locke, who was invited to debate Pastor Dean O'Dell. Goodness. All right, so you have a biblical cosmology debate that was filmed. It was Pastor Greg Locke versus Pastor Dean O'Dell, or Odell. And this is on YouTube. So Greg Locke, not flat earther. Pastor Dean O'Dell, flat earther. Within minutes, it gets into a very heated debate. The flat earther pastor just goes crazy and kicks Greg Locke off the stage, has his microphone yanked out of his hand, and says, we're not going to listen to this heresy. What is so sad is to see the division of the church, of the body of Christ, by the stupidest of stuff. Yet we are divided because of flat earth. How is it that we are going to survive when things get truly bad? Your flat earth theory, who cares, right? If you want to believe that, that's you. You're an adult. You can believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and all this other stuff if you want to. But to literally castigate, denigrate, badmouth another pastor because they don't believe in flat earth, just wait till the Antichrist comes. Just you wait. You people are not ready. And look, Jamie and I don't say these things to make fun of people. We say it because we care about you. We love you as brothers in Christ. We don't want you to walk in foolishness. We don't want you to be caught up in the misdirection that Satan is doing amongst even people who claim to be pastors, amongst people who claim to be Christians. And I'm not going to say that you know, Pastor Dean O'Dell is not a Christian or not a real pastor, but you have people, Jamie, who are so given over to these delusions, they're turning against the body of Christ. Go ahead.
Yeah, and again, hopefully I'm coming in. I know the internet's a little spotty right now, but all of that is these mega revelations of 2023, even the great apostasy of the church. The abuse, the abusiveness, the love of many growing cold, all that. So when we're looking at this 2023 in review, you have the geopolitical, you have the geostrategic, you have the economic, you have the militaristic, you have the biological, and then you have, it's literally all interconnected, what all has broken out in 2023. That's why when you look at this, Imperium's next in 2020. World War III is already ongoing. Most people don't realize that. And then they always wait for the history to tell them what was going on. We are in world. It does not look like conventional force a World War II, which is what people think. It is hybrid warfare, it is asymmetric warfare, it is proxy-based warfare, and the entire world is entangled in it right now. It's economic warfare, it's lawfare, it's a cybernetic warfare. It comes in all. It's economic warfare. It's a strategic tactical decapitations of major leaders, whether it's through a mudslinging and character assassination or physical assassination. Right? People don't understand how all these things are interconnected, and so that's why to look at this. And we didn't even break into this, but we can right now. The UFO UAP soft disclosure revelations that all came out in 2023 and the re-energizing of CERN 2023. All of it is interconnected for what comes next. You cannot have what's going to occur in 2024, 2025. I know this was a big gear shift that I just did in mid-stride, but disclosure and hard disclosure revelations coming out into the mainstream narrative. All of that is going to be part and partial to the human psyche traumatic experience that are going to roll out post World War III and global economic collapse through cyber warfare and other mechanisms. Then you bring in this narrative, which is the spiritual side of the house, right? Then you bring in the exobatta type of revelations, which is coming through the Vatican, mainstream media, and Tucker Carlson, and all the congressional hearings, not just here, they are occurring globally. All of it. And then you have the spiritual degradation occurring within the Church of the Great Apostasy. It's all interconnected for what comes next. And what comes next is this complete, utter recalibration spiritually, emotionally, physically, governmentally, economically, militaristically, on the face of the earth in one foul swoop. All of it got brought in 2023. See, the infrastructure was being built for about the last six years. Structure, you know, positioning of things, whether it's legally or technologically or militaristically or whatever, sowing the seeds spiritually, sowing the seeds culturally and societally, right? All that has been going on in primacy for the last 60 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Jamie's internet sucks and he needs to work on it or haze himself until it gets better service. We are going to go ahead and just surmise all this that in 2023, as Jamie was saying, everything has come online. Everything is on the table now. We didn't really even breach into the latest thing about Jeffrey Epstein and the 170 people that were on the list for coming to his island. And now there's actually more revelation that a child sex trafficking ring 1,000 times bigger than Jeffrey Epstein has been discovered, and it links to Joe Biden. So a lot of things are happening. You had the Democratic media who said that 2024, there's going to be a black swan event because of whatever reasons. And when the Democrats and the Republicans come out and tell you 2024, something bad's going to happen. The FBI called that a clue back when the FBI had a clue. Now the FBI is out just chasing anyone who doesn't like the dictator Biden. So be prepared. Do not be fooled by all these things that you see and that you hear. Don't get caught up in all this foolish conspiracies that are out there. Stay close to the Word of God. Train, prepare, pray, seek after men who are going to feed you the actual meat of the Word. For some of you, it's time to come off the milk and it's time to start eating the meat. Times are ramping up. They're speeding up and they're getting more chaotic. Evangelize as much as possible. Tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ as much as possible. You see someone hurting, go over there and ask to pray with them. You never know. That may be the breaking of the ice around their heart it may come from you. So with that being said, you know, train, prepare, pray. Do your best to stay up to date with politics, but don't get consumed by it. Jamie, you're finally back. So I'll give you the last minute of this show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know if I have any internet connection. So what once was in process is now in play. And that, I think that's the second revelation. So you already hit it, Doug. It's like prepare spiritually first and foremost, and then physically and emotionally. But, you know, it's as we were elucidating to earlier, is that nothing matters. The information for information's sake doesn't matter. That's the most vain pursuit ever, is to have information for information's sake. Information is supposed to lead you and shape you somewhere. It's to a denial of self, a repudiation and a reductionism of the temporal things of this life for an eternal perspective that's been secured for you in Christ Jesus. That's where it should point you. And it should point you to be active. It says, we know what it is to fear God. We seek to persuade men, or we persuade men, is what the scripture says. Like, we got to be getting to work. We're told in Ephesians, wise, but wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Mission set. It's a good mission set. It's like, get off your butt, fight for righteousness' sake. I'm backed by Christ, not the governments of the world, not the things of this life, not the technologies of the world, but it should shape you. You to give you singularity of mindset to actually.
Oh, my brother Jamie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and call it right now. Jamie's breaking in and out with his internet, so I'll go ahead and just say the last piece. Guys, stay prepared, get your heads out of the sand, get close with God, enjoy the time with your family while you have, train, prepare, and pray as much as possible during this point in time. Thank you so much, Jamie, for being on with us. Sorry your internet signal sucks. You need to work on that, or I'm going to come up there and haze you. See you soon. Jamie and I are going to be talking about doing a questions and answering style format. I think we may do it on Zoom, where we invite a bunch of people in. Maybe we can crash Zoom if we get like 1,000 people or more, and that'd be awesome. It'll be a questions and answering kind of format. So stay tuned. That's what we'll be doing soon. And that's all we got. Stay frosty. See you next time. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.